Hi, my name is Amaya. I started a series on my channel where I talk about true crime. But for today's video, I started a segment called Women Who Like to Kill. The most infamous women serial killers that I'm pretty sure you've heard of or not, this is their stories. This story is about Delphine LaLaurie. Maria Delphine McCarthy was born on March 19, 1787, New Orleans, Spanish Louisiana. Being born into a privileged family that had money, her family moved to New Orleans from Ireland around 1730. She married on June 11, 1800, when she was just 13 years old, to a Spanish royal officer, and in 1804, they went to Spain. Delphine was pregnant, but sadly, Don would pass away. She gave birth to a daughter, Marie. Delphine marries her second husband, Jean Blanc, a prominent banker, merchant, lawyer, and legislator. Blanc purchased a house at 409 Royal Street in New Orleans for the family. Delphine had four children. Blanc died in 1816. In June 25, 1825, Delphine married her third husband, Dr. Leonard Louis Nicholas LaLaurie, who was much younger than she was. In 1832, a two-story mansion was built there, complete with attached slave quarters. Her and her husband's marriage wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. In fact, Delphine really wanted to separate from her husband. According to her, he treated her poorly and wasn't very supportive. There's no surprise that she owned slaves. It was very common during that time. It was said that she treated her slaves with politeness when New Orleans residents visited her in 1836 and started to observe Delphine and her slaves. They were described as being singularly haggard and wretched, but in public, again, she treated them with kindness. Sadly, this was fake. She treated them different in public, so no one would be suspicious of the horrible things she has done to them. Delphine even freed two of her slaves in 1832. Delphine was very cruel to her slaves. There was an incident that happened to a young slave, Leah. She had fallen from the mansion after hurting LaLaurie while brushing her hair. There were also witnesses who saw Leah being on the roof and falling to her death. Leah's body would be found later after the fire. There were rumors that she kept her 70-year-old cook chained to the stove, starving. There was also another rumor that her husband, being a doctor, would perform practices on the slaves that she owned. He would practice doing voodoo medicine. There were other reports that she would punish and whip her daughters if they helped the slaves in any way. On April 10th, 1834, a fire broke out in the LaLaurie's residence on Royal Street. The fire broke out in the kitchen. When the police and fire marshals got there, they found the cook, a 70-year-old woman, chained to the stove by her ankle. She later said that she had set the fire as a suicide attempt because she was afraid of being punished. She said that the slaves taken to the uppermost room never came back. April 11th, 1834, bystanders responding to the fire attempted to enter the quarters of those enslaved to ensure that everyone had been evacuated. Delphine gave bystanders a hard time when they asked her to the keys to the attic, so they broke the door down and found seven slaves, more or less horribly mutilated, suspended to the neck with their limbs apparently stretched and torn. You know, it was claimed that they have been imprisoned there for some months. When they saw the slaves' bodies, they were described as a negress wearing an iron collar and an old Negro woman who had received a very deep wound on her head, who was too weak and wasn't able to walk. LaLaurie's husband was questioned about those enslaved on the property, and her husband says that some people had better stay at home rather than come to others' houses to dictate laws and meddle with other people's business. When the discovery of the abused slaves became widely known, local citizens attacked the LaLaurie residence and demolished and destroyed everything upon which they could lay their hands. A sheriff and his officers were called upon to disperse the crowd. But by the time the mob left, the property had sustained major damage. There was nothing else remained but the walls. The mob, they destroyed literally everything. And once people started to dig and really go through the mansion, you know, what was left of the mansion, they found a body. They found the remains of Leah. Remember the young slave that was on the roof and she fell to her death. In total, they found two bodies there, but I'm unsure of who the other person was that she buried. After the mob destroys everything and they find Leah's body, it was said that Delphine left New Orleans during the mob violence. She took a coach to the waterfront and traveled to Alabama and then to Paris. In the late 1930s, an old cracked copper plate was found in New Orleans Cemetery. It had Delphine's name on it. It said that she died in Paris on December 7th, 1842. However, some records say that she died in Paris in 1849. So it's a little bit unsure of when she passed away, the year. I think the messed up part about this story is, yes, it's the victims, it's the slaves who were brutally tortured and murdered for no reason other than the fact that LaLaurie was just an evil woman. But it's messed up that instead of holding herself accountable, she avoided punishment. She literally fled. She literally left New Orleans to go to Paris so that she wouldn't be punished for the horrible things that she has done. She was a cruel woman who had no remorse for what she has done, decided to run away so she wouldn't be accountable for her cruel actions. The fact that she did have a privileged life but chose to inflict pain onto other people just shows how much of a monster she truly was. As always, thank you for listening. I'll see you guys next week with another episode of Women Who Kill. Bye.